USA Radio News with Wendy King.
1 week after a cyber attack took out a pipeline that supplies gas to much of the East Coast, many gas stations are still empty.
I got stuck in the parking lot because I didn't think that I was going to have enough gas to make it home. So my mom had to come and, pick me up, and then we, switched cars.
That woman was in Charlotte, North Carolina, where most of the gas stations are closed. The situation is the same in Washington, D.C. Colonial Pipeline recently restarted distribution of fuel after reportedly paying $5 million in ransom. A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The result? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
There's now a brand new chair in the House GOP conference. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
House Republicans approved Representative Elise Stefanik as their number 3 leadership position Friday, officially voting her into the post after Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming was forced out Wednesday.
The American people are suffering under the far-left radical socialist policies of President Joe Biden and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In just over 100 days, we have an economic crisis, we have a border crisis, and we have a national security crisis. The economic crisis, we see the worst jobs report in over 20 years. Unemployment is up. Small businesses are struggling to hire workers. And Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden's solution to that is to pay people to stay out of work rather than incentivizing people to get back to work.
After President Trump's endorsement, the 134-46 tally for Stefanik from New York was decisive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has revoked a number of executive actions taken by former President Trump in the last year of his administration, mostly in response to the protests over systemic racism and police violence. The orders include Trump's move to establish a National Garden of American Heroes, an order related to conservative complaints about social media censorship, and orders he signed to protect monuments and statues where protesters were targeting Confederate symbols last year. Those demonstrations intersected with the summer protests against the murder of George Floyd. The president also revoked a 2019 Trump proclamation that purported to prevent immigrants who will financially burden the United States healthcare system from entering the United States. In announcing the suspension, Biden said the Trump healthcare order does not advance the interests of the U.S. For Biden, these measures are meant to present to the world a changed and more progressive stance on humanitarianism and social issues. They also follow an earlier suspension by the Biden administration's of Trump's 1776 Commission, which sought to counter recent strides made by the American education system to describe more accurately the violent and racist roots of the U.S. government and society. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.